The Lie of the Lone Wolf. The rugged individualist, the solo artist, the lone wolf. They bring to mind images of romance and admiration. Self-made and not depending on anyone, they are the success stories we follow and cheer. The news media and Hollywood love that character. We want to be them. Well, guess what? It's a lie and a trap. No one achieves anything of significance entirely on their own. Oh, they can start movements, lead revolutions, and act as the focus for the efforts of others, but let me repeat, no one achieves anything of significance without the assistance of others. Don't believe me? Look back at your own life. Think of all your greatest achievements. Look back at those events you will cherish until your dying day, and I challenge you to tell me even one that you accomplished without the advice, coaching, counsel, assistance, mentoring, instruction, connections, introductions, or financial backing of at least one other person. Heck, I'd be monumentally shocked if anything but the most trivial accomplishments of your life didn't have a helping hand along the way. I chat and connect with a lot of other people. I've seen that there's almost a direct relationship between a person's level of success and the depth, breadth, and quality of the relationships they cultivate. Those who are truly alone, well, they end up somewhere much further down the ladder of success. In fact, many of them don't even make it to the first rung. The lone wolf starves. So maybe it's time for a new heroic archetype. The great connector, the community builder, the pack leader. Follow in their steps. Set their behavior as our standard, and who knows what transformations we can make in our own lives and the lives of all those around us.